And here we go, season 8. Let me count. Episode. Yeah, last episode was the Ezekiel Elliott episode, number 15. So this is number 16. As we move through the rest of the week, I have a good theme for the rest of the week. I think it fits as we get closer and closer to you doing your fantasy drafts before I host one of my fantasy drafts next week, and then podcast league drafts after that. By the way, this is officially last call. If you would like to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, and you can make a live in-person draft at a Hooters location that I will tell you about when you inquire date and time, as we do all of our drafts live and in person and all in 90 minutes or less in terms of the start of the draft, the end of the draft, and there is always an intermission in there as well. We keep things moving along. I need to hear from you now. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. That's also the email you can use for fantasy questions or other inquiries or other things that you heard on the podcast. At any point, write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented once again by Hooters, which is your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stack sandwiches, salads, and more. Remember, they have $6 drinks all day, every day, and tons of great beer specials. We look forward to drafting at Hooters in the coming weeks at one of the locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Thanks to Hooters for having us for the first time since 2019 and for their continued sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at ToddWright2121, on Twitter at ToddWright2121, or on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Matthew Berry, a favorite of the fantasy community, who made the move from ESPN to NBC Sports last year, allowing him some freedom to do things he wanted, say things he wanted, be who he wanted. Very creative guy. One of the signature, if there was a Mount Rushmore of fantasy football, Matthew Berry would be on it. I have never met him in person, but I think very highly of him. I enjoy his work on Peacock, online via NBC Sports, Roto World, Fantasy Life, etc. So Matthew Berry, as we record this on Sunday morning, Matthew Berry a couple of days ago posted his updated rankings, and he added a convenient way to look by position. Now, sure, these things could change, but for conversation purposes, I felt this was a good place to talk about players this week. So we'll do quarterbacks based on Matthew Berry's rankings today. We'll do running backs based on Matthew Berry's rankings for tomorrow. And then we'll do wide receivers and probably just throw in a handful of his tight end rankings, since we play in my leagues the wide receiver tight end flex, since mandatory tight end is outdated. So we'll do that over the next three podcasts. So let's jump right in. And for argument's sake, we'll just call quarterbacks ranked 1 through 12 QB1s, worthy of being your starting quarterback in a 12-team league. You can interpret the numbers however you wish, but let's run down 1 through 12, and then we'll just sort of go back and we'll talk about it a little bit. Matthew Berry's 1 through 12, according to his rankings posted on NBCSports.com, on August 18th, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Tua Tagovailoa, Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson. All right, let's stop there. Now, one point I want to make, and one of my podcast listeners recently brought this point up to me because he thought it was significant that in an earlier podcast, and I've talked about this, the value of a franchise quarterback, it has the same value in fantasy football as it has for the on-field team in which that player performs. And to me, there are only so many franchise quarterbacks in fantasy football. Don't make the mistake, don't make the mistake of thinking, well, if I wait, if I choose this year to not have one of the top few fantasy quarterbacks, as long as I have an every week QB1, according to a Matthew Berry rankings or Patrick Doherty rankings, another great guy in the fantasy community, as long as he's a QB1, I'm okay. It's a push. And that way I have been able to load up at other positions. You may have been able to get better players at other positions, but were you able to overcome the numerical difference, the point disparity? Because just because you have a QB1 and the rankings say you do, the further you go down in the rankings, the less points per game you're getting from that position, where the franchise quarterback you passed on is producing those points. So once again, based on last year's numbers, and Josh Allen would have been the top fantasy producing quarterback for the third year in a row had he not lost a game, the Buffalo-Cincinnati game. Joe Burrow probably wouldn't have scored enough to get to number one. Burrow might not have scored enough to get to three. So I think Burrow's position at three, pretty solid either way. He could have, I guess, gotten to where Jalen Hurts was, but then Jalen Hurts and Eagles fans will argue, well, Hurts sat out some games. This is true. So really, we're talking, in my opinion, a big four. Now, I know Matthew Berry has Lamar Jackson at four, but I just look at the numbers from last year. And here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to talk about one more time the difference between, say, Trevor Lawrence at five and Patrick Mahomes at one, knowing that Josh Allen would have scored more than Patrick Mahomes had Allen been able to play the Monday night game against the Bengals. Jalen Hurts would have scored as much or more than Mahomes had Hurts not sat a couple games late in the season. Joe Burrow's numbers would have been up there, not quite to Mahomes' level. But let's just take in my standard scoring settings, and I also tweak, by the way, I don't give 10 points for 250 yards passing. I give 10 points for 300 yards passing. I altered that a number of years ago as the league became more vertical. I felt that was an adjustment that needed to be made. And I've even considered bumping that up further to say 325, 333, 350, but I haven't done it yet. So let's just take Mahomes last year at his 45 touchdowns, 41 passing, 4 rushing. His 5,250 yards passing and his 358 yards rushing. And in my scoring settings, that translated to 381.4 points, which made Mahomes the highest fantasy producer of points in my leagues last year. We go down to five, and there's Trevor Lawrence. Played every game, 4,113 yards passing, so 1,000 yards less passing, 291 yards rushing. So what? 67 yards less rushing, 5 rushing touchdowns, 1 more than Mahomes, 25 passing touchdowns, 16 less than Mahomes. And Lawrence did have, at times, especially in the Eagles game, problems holding on to the ball with fumbles. But the point I'm making here is, just because you look at this and say, well, if I get Trevor Lawrence based on last year's numbers, I'm good. I don't need Mahomes. I don't need Allen. I don't need Hurts. I don't need Burrow because Lawrence is right there with him. In one way, he is. But based on that's based on the rankings. But based on point production per week on average, he's not. He finished 95, more than 95 points behind Patrick Mahomes last year. Had Josh Allen gotten a full 17th game, he finishes even further behind Josh Allen. So let's just take 17 games. I know I've done this before, just based on the Mahomes number. Okay. So based on 17 games, Lawrence played 17 games last year, put up 286.2. Mahomes, 381.4. Over 17 weeks, the difference between Mahomes and Lawrence is over 5.5 points. And you're saying, it's not a big deal. Okay, how many times in a fantasy season is your Monday or Tuesday ruined by the fact that you lost a fantasy game by a point or less? 2 points, 3 points. That's the difference right there. The difference right there between the franchise quarterback and Trevor Lawrence at QB5 was a difference of over 5.5 points per week last year. You want me to give you another example? Let's go down the board even further. So I had Geno Smith. These weren't rankings. This was based on how they scored in my league. Justin Fields was QB6, Geno Smith QB8. Daniel Jones, very functional QB. Is that QB9? Yeah, QB9. Let's go down to Kirk Cousins at 10. Well, let's do one that's going to stun some people because everybody knows I'm a Justin Herbert fan. But Herbert last year threw 25 touchdowns in 17 games. That's it. Same number as Trevor Lawrence, 25. 16 less than Mahomes. Herbert didn't rush for a touchdown. He rushed for 147 yards. So the rushing, he wasn't a dual threat quarterback last year. So he scores 253.67. So let's do the difference between Mahomes at 381.4 minus Herbert's 253.67. That's 127.73 points divided by 17 games. Hang on a second. Let me do that one more time. 381.4 minus 253.67. So 127.73 divided by 17. There's a difference of 7.5 points per game. If you had Justin Herbert last year and you look at the scoring, and you say, well, he still scored as QB, what did he score at? QB 9, 10, QB 11. I'm okay. I had a QB 1. It was the right move. But compared to the guy who had Mahomes, you're scoring 7.5 points less per game. 7.5. That's almost two passing touchdowns. Less. That's more than one rushing touchdown. That's a significant amount. You don't agonize over the games you lose by 7.5. You agonize over the games you lose by 1 or 2. But that's where I'm saying, just because someone is a QB1 doesn't mean they're a franchise quarterback. Just because someone is an RB1 doesn't mean they're a franchise running back. You have to think like NFL teams think, that just because you have a guy and he translates to justifying his starting spot, how many points are you being outscored by other teams, and if you're in a total points league, this is even more exaggerated. So I talk about Matthew Berry's rankings. Hurts, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, Burrow, Herbert. So you can see why I question why he would have Herbert at 6. And I'm a Herbert fan. I'm inclined to believe Kellen Moore will be good for Justin Herbert. But something with the Chargers is always off. You know, this is the team that let Drew Brees go. This is the team that probably has the head coach on the shortest leash to start the season. Should have fired him after you blow a 27-0 lead at Jacksonville in the first round of the National Football League playoffs. And your problem is defense, which the head coach has the defensive background. Fields, Lawrence, Watson, Tua Tagovailoa, Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson. So according to Matthew Berry, you know, let's even say you're in a 10-team league. Let's just take Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson out of the equation for now. You're a 10-team league and say, oh, if I get Deshaun Watson, I'm good. I'm as good as the guy who got Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. This just in, you're not. Now, if you can successfully make up those points that you're giving up on average each week in the other areas by waiting to draft that quarterback, then good for you. But you better make sure you do it, because it's not a push at the quarterback position based on points, and quarterbacks score points in higher volume than any other position. Again, in my settings last year, the first running back to pop up was Josh Jacobs at 8, over 100 points less for the season than Mahomes. The first wide receiver, and remember, I was ahead of the game on this. Now that we are trending more and more towards wide receivers in the first round, the days of RB1, RB2 going round 1, round 2 are officially gone. They've been gone in my world for years. But the top producing wide receiver last year was the 18th best point producer overall, and that was Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson scored 140 points less than Patrick Mahomes. 140. Do the math. Divide it by 17. You see the deficit? You see the deficit there? In the end, you're looking for as many points as you can get. As many opportunities for those points as you can get. As many touches to create those opportunities to score those points as much as you can get. I'm going to stop there just to keep this podcast of realistic length. We'll talk about the quarterback rankings for Berry tomorrow, and then we'll do the running back rankings, and then the wide receiver slash tight end rankings, and then we'll finish the week. So let me just stop there, since I've talked sort of about the mathematics of the difference between, ironically, a QB1 and a QB1, and how it's not necessarily equal. The Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, celebrating 40 years in honor of the anniversary on the 4th of every month. Hooters will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. We will be at Hooters for the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast draft in the coming weeks. To join us and play for free in one of my leagues, email right.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening.